Della.
Marco. Marco.
Hey, Marco.
Good morning. How you feeling, Miss Brandy?
Oh, I'm feeling a lot better than I have been this week, I can tell you that.
That's good. You sound better.
Yeah, I feel better. So how are you doing? Are you there?
Yeah. You here? Hello?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Good. Doing good.
Well, your table was awfully pretty.
Yeah, that's my first Passover I did by myself at home.
Oh, wow.
Excited. Yeah.
That was so neat.
Thank you. I was excited.
Well, I would have been too. That was nice.
Thank you. Did you get a lot of rain in Fama? Oh, good morning.
Yeah, we did last night, about 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Happy Pesach.
Happy Pesach.
Surprise, surprise, we're actually going to complete Psalm 78 today.
Yay!
I'm going to be using the Machon Mamre website, and we're going to begin with verse 64. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kucha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bid Hilu, Urshimu, Uthilu, Uthilu, Urshibu, Leakta, L'shem, Yune, Babate, the Yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhinu amadunai Elohinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kunanei aleinu maasei yadeinu kunanei. And to remind you, on Psalm 78 is about miracles. It's a description of the miracles I think it's from Abraham unto Moses, to the redemption from Egypt. Verse 64. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. There are six words, and we know that the number six connects to Zeranpin, to the spiritual world, but separated from the physical world. And there are 29 letters, and 29 connects to the month of Av. And Av connects to Chachmah. And I thought I would do some experimenting today by looking at what the website BibleWheel.com and its database, where it allows you to search by gematria and returns all of the words in the Tanakh that have a gematria of 29, or whatever number you put in. And it's interesting to note, you have to be very careful with this website, and I'll give you a few examples. The second word that's returned is Kaf Bet Vav Aleph. And the translation they leave us with is come. But the actual translation is come like, or like come, because the kaf at the beginning of the word is translated as like. It represents the word ki, kaf yud. And when they drop the yud, when they attach it to a word. So the word bo does mean to come, the verb come. But with the kaf at the beginning, you have to recognize that it's incomplete to translate it as come. The same thing in the next item, which is yud dalet yud hey. And they're telling us the translation is hand. Well, we know that hand is yud dalet, and that the yud dalet would be my hand. But it's also because they have the hay there. They have the hay. It can be, the hay at the end of the word can be an indication that it's talking about going in the direction of my hand, which would be a metaphor for beginning thinking about doing some action, manifesting. But if you parse it into two words, yud dalet, yud hey, it's really can be translated as the hand of Yah. And then we know Yah is the name of God. So you can understand how important it is to be careful with the translations that they present from this website. But it's a useful tool if you are careful. One of the words that 29 relates to is the word pitcher, as in a vessel, you know, a pitcher that we pour water into or pour water from. Another word is really interesting because it's the word love, ahava, but it's got a yud and a vav in front. It's spelled vav yud and then ahava. Whenever you have a yud at the beginning of a word, it changes it from a noun, so to speak, to a verb. It's an indication of an action word. And the vav at the beginning of the word is a connecting. So this would be translated as and loving. So I think that that's meaningful information when we start looking at some of these numbers. Verse 65. Vayikat k'yashem Adonai v'gibor mitronem miyayin. Then the Lord awakened as one asleep, like a mighty man recovering from wine. It's an interesting metaphor. It's an interesting allusion, allusion with an A. To think of Hashem as a human being who's waking up with a hangover. I'm finding that really difficult to understand how that can be a miracle. Again, there are six words. And there are 27 letters. 27 connects to the 27 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, which includes the final letters on, in addition to the 22 basic letters. There is a word, Gimel Dalet Yud Yud. They're translating as a kid, but it's actually kids, and it's not kids as in children. It's kids as in the name of goats, a baby goat. And then the word Haggidah, which is Haggadah, bringing us back into the Passover story. But it's the meaning of it is to tell. But the hey at the beginning of the word means the. And the hey at the end of the word is going in the direction of the telling. Verse 66. Vayachav Achor Terpat Olam Natan Lamo. And he smote his adversaries backward. He put upon them a perpetual reproach. And there are seven words, which represents the unity of the spiritual and physical world. Zeran, Pin, and Malchut. And 25 letters. 25 represents 5 times 5. It represents a completion. It's the idea of the number 100, which is 10 Sephirot within 10 Sephirot. It represents a stage of completion. Verse 67. Vayimas be'ohel Yosef u'shevet Ephraim lo bachar. Moreover, he abhorred the tent of Joseph and chose not the tribe of Ephraim. This is hinting at the cows that were built in the northern kingdom, a kingdom which is sometimes called Ephraim in the Tanakh. When the nation split into the two, the southern nation of Judah and the northern nation of Ephraim, in order to keep the people from going up to Jerusalem to be seen by God as the Torah commands, there were two golden calves built as places of doing sacrifices. I forget the name of the first king, but he's the one. I think it was Rehoboam. I don't remember his name, but that very significant. And so this verse is a miracle because it's referring and hinting to why Ephraim was not accepted and why Ephraim was conquered first, which should have been a wake-up call for the balance of the nation of Israel. But it wasn't sufficient wake-up, and so the temple had to be destroyed and they had to go into slavery, into exile. And again, we have seven words. And 28 letters represent the word koach in Hebrew, strength and power. Verse 68. Vayichar et shevet Yehuda et har Zion asher ahev. But chose the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion, which he loved. And this is a hint to the miracle of the building of the temple. And there are nine words, and we know that we're either talking about Yesod, or we're talking about Chachma. And 29 letters, which tells us that we're talking about Chachma in this. But it is a miracle that Hashem supports the Jewish people. It's really what it's hinting to. Pasuk 69. Vayi ven kimo. Ramim mikdasho ka'eretz yisada le'olam. And he built his sanctuary like the heights, like the earth which he has founded forever. Seven words representing the unity of Zerampin and Malchut, the spiritual with the physical. And again, we have 29 letters representing a connection to Chachma. Verse 70. Vayichar b'David avdo vayikachehu mimichlechot. He chose David also his servant and took him from the sheepfolds. Six words. This is representing the idea that David is a man and Zerampin is a man. And 28 letters representing power and strength, the word koach. it might be interesting to take a look at what else the number 28, what other words does it relate to? The word is hey, chet, yud, hey. The translation they're giving us is to live, which is chet, yud, 18, as we know. But the way we have the two heys, it's in the direction of the life. And how do I understand that? The concept of strength or power is moving you towards life. Just a few minutes ago, or not even a minute ago, I said that David represents a man. But there are human beings, there are people that are men, and there are people that are not men. There are people that are men, and sometimes both men, human beings, act like animals. I was not leaving out the women in that concept, in that thought, because a man is not complete without both halves of the soul, male and female. Verse 71.
Me'achar alot evio lirot Yaakov u'amo Yisrael nachalato.
Eight words which connects to Bina, connects to the spiritual worlds. The English translation of verse 71. From following the ewes that give suck, he brought him to be a shepherd over Jacob, his people, and Israel, his inheritance. This is referring to King David. It's referring to the King Mashiach, because the word E-W-E-S is a lamb. It's a pregnant lamb. It's a nursing lamb. And he brought him to be a shepherd over the people of Israel. But they were not yet Israel. They had not grown to that spiritual level to be called Israel. So he refers to them in this verse as the people Jacob. But he's saying that Jacob will become Israel. And that's the inheritance of King Mashiach. Verse 72.
Vayirem ketom levavo uvitvunot kapal yanchem.
So he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart and lead them by the skillfulness of his hands. And this is the nature, these are the attributes that it miraculously Hashem imbues in the leaders that he appoints, King David, King Shlomo. King Mashiach. It's a beautiful, beautiful verse. And again, it refers to the concept of the male, of the man.
with the number 6 in the number of words. And 28 letters representing Koach, the word for power and strength. It truly is a beautiful verse to end the psalm with, a psalm about miracles. Now, the normal pattern is to read the Hebrew in sequence, and there's a lot of verses, so that is what we will be doing. Maskilasa Azina Amitorati Atu Aznechem Leim Refi Eftecha Bemashal Pi Abi Achidot Mini Kedem Asher Shamanu Wane Daim Vi Avotenu Vi Brulanu Lo Nachached Mibnechem Lador Acharon Mesadrim Vihi Lot Adonai Yohe Wahe Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Where Azuzo beneath Leotav Asher Asa Vayakem Aedut Yaakov Torah Tom be Israel Asher Tziwa Et Avotenu Lehodiyam Lifnehem Liman Yedu Dorahon Banim Yiwaledu Yakumu Isapru Lifnehem Weasimu Velohim Islam Lo Yishkehu Ma'aleel Mitzvotav Yinoru Lo Yiyu Ka'avotav Dor Sorer Umotreh Dor Lo Hekin Libo Lo Nemna Et El Rucho B'nei Ephraim Noshke Romeh Asher Mahtu B'yom Kira. The 10th verse. Lo Shamru Berit Elohim U'Torato Me'anu Lalechet Vayishkehu Alilotav Beneath Leotav Asher Heram Neged Avotam Asapele Peres Mitzrayim Bedeit Zohan Vakayam Vaya Avirem Vayetzev Mayim Kiponet Vayan hem ba'anan yomam Wikor ha'layla yoresh Yivaka tzurim ba'midbar Vayishke itchomot rabba Vayotzi nozlim misala Vayored kan harom bayim Vayosifu od lachatolom Vainasu el bilvava lishalo kelinasham vayadabru pe Elohim amru hayukal el arof shulchan bamidbar. Verse 20. Paini katsur theatsu maim unhalim pishofu agam lechem yukaltet im yakil sherleamo lachem shama adonai ohe wahe. Yo ahe da wanu heyo, laita bar the esh niska the yako, the gam af ala be Israel, ilo hae eliminu, beo el be Elohim, lo batu. Bishuato Vayetzav Shechakim Mima'al Vadalte Yamayim Batach Vayam Ter Aleihem Man Le'eko Udgan Shamayim Natan Lamo Lechem Abirim Akoish Seda shala le lachem lasva yasakadim gashamayim vayinahek piuzoteiman vayam ter alehem ta'afar sher uchol yamim Tana Vayapel Bekerel Masadehu Taviv Lemishken of Tav Vayachlu Vayisteu Meo Vita'avatam Yavilahem. Verse 30. Lozaru mita alatam odaklam befihem Yah Elohim ahladahem Vayaharov b'mishmatehem Uvachure Yisrael hikriya Sekozot v'chatuot Lo he'eminu beneath Leotav Vayekal ba'evel Yemehem ushnotam Abal hala Imaragam udrashuhu Vichavus shiharu El Vayizkeru ki Elohim Tzuram be'el elyon go'alam Vayipatuhu b'fichem U'gishonam yikasbu lo. We just finished the 36th verse, which is halfway through. The 36 is half of 72. And it's good to connect and meditate on being in balance, which is what the middle of anything represents, balance. Verse 37. Wili bam lo nachonimo willo nemdu Vivrito Wiburahum Yikaper Awom
feet. Behir Balecha Shiva Ho Velo Yair. Kol Hamato. Twaiskor Ki Vasar Hema. Ruach Olech Velo Yashu. The 40th verse. Kama Yamruhu Bamifar. Ya'atibu v'fishimun v'yashubu v'nasu el gosh Yisrael hitu lo lachru et yado yom asher padam b'mitzar asher sam b'mitzrayim Otokav, Utokav, Bisketom, Vaya Apoch, Ledam Yorehem, Genos Lehem, Bal Yishtayim, Bishalah, Bahem Aro, Vayo Claim, Utpardea, Vatashitem, Vaitem lechasil, Yevulam wigiam learbe, Yaharoba barat gafna, Vashikmotam bahananal, Vayasker la barat iram. Mikdehem Larshafim Yishalach Bamcharon Apo Evra Wazam Usara Mishlachat Malakeraim Yifales Nati Liapo Lo Chasach Mi mavet nafsham vat chayatam ladever hikir. That's the 50th verse. Vayach kod kor b'mitzrayim reishim onim. Yahalecham Waya Sakatonamo Vainahagim Vaeder Vamibar Vayanchem Lavetach Widlo Pachadu Viet Ovehem He says, I am by V.M. El Gabul Kacho Harze Kanta by Garesh Mishnehem Goim Vayapilem Bethevel Nahala Vayashken Beachalehem Shivte Yisrael Vainasu Vayamru Et Elohim Elyon Ve'edotav Lo Shamaru Vayisogu Vayivgedu Ka'avotam Nepechu Kekeshet Remia Vayestisu Vamota Ufisilehem Yakiu Shama Elohim Vaitabar Vaimas Meode Yisrael Vaitosh Mishkan Shilashilo O El Shikem Be'adam
Saiten Lashvi Uzo. Vati Varto Vyatsar Vyashger Laheres Amo Unakalato Hit Abar Vahura Vaklaish Utulotav Lohulalu Tokana Vaherev Napalu Vyamanota Lotiv Kena Vaikat Vyashen Adonai Gibor Mitronen Miyayin Vayachtara Vachor Perpad Olam Natan Lamo Vayimaz Be'oel Yosef Ushevet Ephraim Lo Vachar Vayivchar Et Shevet Yehuda et Har Tzion Asher Achev Vayiven Kimo Ramin Mikdasho Keretz Yisadav Leolam Vayivchar B'David Avdo Vayikachehu Mimichliot Son Me'achar Awalot Evio Lirot B'Yakov Amo Uvi Yisrael Nachalato Vayirem Kotom Ketom Lubavo Vavitunot Kapav Yanchem. As I was reading the Hebrew, I noticed one thing, so let me backtrack, because I think it's important. It's in verse 56. There are three words that are used as a phrase. It's Et Elohim Elyon. Elyon means high. Elohim is the name of God, and Et represents the Shekhinah, which is Malchut. But the translation is that there is God the Most High. But in English, you don't realize that what's being said is that Elohim is the Most High. And that's not what we know to be true. Elohim is the highest level of Hashem in the left column. And that's not even true. It's just the highest in the physical world. It's representing Gevura. It's the name of God for Gevura. But you all know, we all know, people who don't refer to God, they refer to him as the Most High. It's a very common phrase coming out of certain aspects of Christianity, certain churches, so to speak. But if they truly realize that when they're referring to the Most High, as this translation is, they're talking about the left column. And they would really think differently if they understood that it needs to be referring to the level of Hashem, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, to be called Elyon. But that's my last comment for today. We've completed Psalm 78. Are there any questions?
Hey, Hanok. What was that Bible wheel you said, .com? Book of Mantra?
It's BibleWheel.com.
Wheel as in W-H-E-L-L? I mean, W-H-E-E-L? Wheel?
Yes. Yeah, it's BibleWheel.com.
Okay.
But then
okay.
You have to look for the database.
Okay.
So, and I stumbled across it one day when I was looking around for gematrias, and I found it. And as I said, that you really need to be cautious in how you utilize it, but it can be a very good, useful tool because we don't have a lot of places where we can get gematrias from the Tanakh like this.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Hey, and I put something in the mail to you.
Appreciate that very much.
Okay.
Everyone have a beautiful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.
Remind yourself to be joyful among, unfortunately, what appears to be so much bad news, heavy news.
Mm-hmm.
Remind yourself to be happy.
Right.
Shabbat Shalom to everyone.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom.
Bye, Brandy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Judy.
Thank you.
Bye, Maka.